News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And a warm morning, 70 now at our studios. Dr. Bill with more on our forecast coming up in just a second on this first day of May. Now, let's check the drive-in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, older accident but still clearing westbound I-10 between Michigan Avenue and Dolphin Island Parkway this morning. Mobile Police Department say the wreckers are on the scene. State troopers are clear. No other accidents. A pretty good ride from the northbound side of 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Mom deserves the very best. For Mother's Day, call Mom and invite her to the elegant brunch at the historic Crystal Ballroom at the Battle House Hotel. Coming up Sunday, May 12th, brunch served from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, humidity up this morning and 70 as you get started. Fog in some areas in Mobile and Baldwin County. We'll talk more about that with Dr. Bill Williams. In-depth weather coming up at about 6:35. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Also, Dr. Bill and Kane with traffic. And coming up this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, our buddy Jeff Poor. And Jeff and I spent some time yesterday together up in Montgomery as we meet the halfway point of legislative session. Of course, the abortion ban bill getting a lot of attention, as is Lotto up there. Education trust fund budget, part of the discussion, and also the general fund budget. We'll get into all that coming up. And I'd like to say it's on this day, May 1st. We are now 10.
10 years old.
10 years old. We're this
Blow
many.
Out the candles.
We're this many. We're 10. And so very exciting. And it starts a year of us contemplating what it means to be 10. Although, you know, it's great. That's still the freshest, newest radio station in the city. But,
yeah.
But 10 years old here as a talk radio station. It was on May 1st, 2009, mm-hmm. when we flipped the switch.
That is such good news.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So it starts off this year as we celebrate our 10th birthday.
Yeah, I'm looking up what the 10-year anniversary present is.
Is it like tinfoil or something?
If anyone out there wants to give us anything, it would be, tin or aluminum.
Okay, so, aluminum, which, of course, beer comes
that's a good point.
Aluminum cans. Just saying. You know, it's our 10th birthday. Might as well celebrate with some light beer.
Yeah,
something like that.
Works out.
Okay, 609. We got a year to celebrate, but I already see people on the text line. Thank you. We're excited, and we act our age. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Plan to act our age
and
this
not,
morning.
Not one day older.
That's right. We acted this many, which is 10. All right, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Making news from our Alabama legislature, sheriffs will no longer have the option to keep leftover inmate food money. As the bill to restrict sheriffs from using money set aside for feeding inmates in our county jails for other purposes has passed in the Alabama House of Representatives. Tuesday night, that bill, sponsored by Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur, was amended by the House and will now return to the Senate before getting final passage. The bill also increases the state allowance to county sheriffs from $1.75 a day to $2.25 a day. The House got rid of the provision, which would have automatically increased the allowance by 2% a year beginning in 2021. The bill also sets up an emergency fund that counties could turn to in the event of cost overruns. The Alabama Sheriffs Association supports this bill. The House passed the bill 102-0. A routine traffic stop in Fairhope ends in a burglary charge as officers uncover a vehicle full of items. Fairhope PD pulled over 55-year-old Mark Jason McHenry of Saraland. They pulled him over for an expired tag on Tuesday. It was during that traffic stop, through the window, officers noticed an assortment of tools to include multiple rolls of industrial-type wire, cutting torch, power tools, and more. Authorities conducted an investigation and concluded that several of those items were stolen from Orange Beach. For now, McHenry has been charged with possession of burglary tools and is expected to face additional charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man already charged with a Baldwin County murder could face additional charges. 32-year-old Kendrick Patrick is being held at the Baldwin County Jail on no bond. Deputies say Patrick shot and killed Skylar Williams over drugs Monday night at a home on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort. Deputies say Patrick dumped Williams' body in Majors Creek near Stockton. More charges could be filed against Patrick because they say Williams wasn't his only target.
The other person wasn't actually shot, but they were shot at.
We expect to get more information this morning about a stabbing and shooting in Gulf Breeze. Sheriff Bob Johnson says deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call on Blair Circle Tuesday afternoon. Two men and a woman were rushed to the hospital where all three underwent surgery. A man charged with vehicular homicide will be in court. Prosecutors will lay out evidence against 32-year-old Michael Evans. He was arrested in March for a deadly crash that happened more than a year earlier. Police say Evans was driving on Moffett Road when he ran a red light and hit 72-year-old Michael Breland's car. Breland was killed in the crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Mornings Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 123-102, tying their second-round series at one game apiece. Milwaukee MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points and 10 rebounds in the win.
With a little shoulder shake right there, Marv. He knows the scouting report on him to let him shoot the three. He's 2 for 4.
That third quarter three-pointer put the Bucks up 89-73. Milwaukee made a franchise playoff high 20 three-pointers and led by as many as 31 points in the second half. Game three set for Friday night in Boston. In the late game, the Golden State Warriors defeated Houston 115-109 after leading the entire game.
6-point win in game two, 4-point win in game one,
and the Golden State Warriors go up 2-0.
A call from TNT. Kevin Durant led the Warriors with 29 points, and Golden State now has a 2-0 lead as the series heads to Houston. There were a couple injuries to both teams' star players. Houston's James Harden got hit in both of his eyes early, but was able to return and finish with 29 points and 7 rebounds. And the Warriors' Steph Curry dislocated his left middle finger in the first quarter, but x-rays were negative, and he did return with it taped.
Oh, it hurts, but it'll be all right. Didn't break anything, so that's unfortunate.
Little-known fact, when you shoot a basketball, the finger's very important.
Yeah, I mean, okay. He dislocated his fingers, but x-rays came back negative. For dislocation or for breaking?
I guess for a fracture, which would be even worse. But he took the one dislocated middle finger and taped it to another and then missed his next 4 3-point shots.
He got an excuse.
Yeah, he does. But then he came back to being the Steph Curry that everyone has known for the last few years. Right. But not fun to dislocate your finger.
No.
Not at all. Game 3 set for Saturday in Houston. Tonight, only one game on the NBA schedule, with Denver hosting Portland in the second game of their series. In the NHL playoffs, Sergei Bobrovsky made 36 saves, and the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Bobrovsky was named the first star of the game. The winning goal came off the stick of Columbus's Matt Duchene on a second period power play.
Fires! Kick loose in front! And a shot on goal! They score!
That call from Doc Emmerich on NBC Sports Network. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Columbus. In the late game, San Jose beat Colorado 4-2 in Colorado to take a 2-1 series lead. Logan Couture scored 3 goals, including the game winner with 7 minutes to play. It was his first career playoff hat trick. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Denver. Tonight, Game 3 in Carolina, with the Hurricanes leading the New York Islanders 2-0, and Game 4 in Dallas with the Stars trailing the St. Louis Blues 2-1. In Major League Baseball last night, San Diego beat Atlanta 4-3. The Chicago Cubs beat Seattle 6-5. Kyle Schwarber had a 2-run home run in the 8th in that game. Arizona beat the New York Yankees 3-1. CC Sabathia got his 3,000th career strikeout in that loss. Detroit beat Philadelphia 3-1. Cleveland beat Miami 7-3. Pittsburgh beat Texas 6-4 in 11 innings. That snapped an 8-game losing streak for the Pirates. St. Louis defeated Washington 3-2. The New York Mets defeated Cincinnati 4-3 in 10 innings. And Milwaukee defeated Colorado 4-3. The Dodgers beat San Francisco 10-3. And in the American League, Boston beat Oakland 5-1. Houston over Minnesota 11-0. And the LA Angels beat Toronto 4-3. It's 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
You ever dislocated anything?
I think I've dislocated a finger.
Did you really?
I think so. I've definitely dislocated my nose a couple of times. I don't know if
I've had other people do that for me. Yes. I got a dad and a best friend that both get dislocated shoulders over the years.
Oh, man.
Okay? So, and have asked me to relocate the dislocated shoulder.
Pop it back in.
That's right.
Mm.
And by slamming into them, pushing them into a tree. One buddy out in the middle of a big flooded clear cut in the Delta, who had a arm hanging down, sleeve. It looked disgusting, made me want to pee. And having me trying to, this is like 30 minutes before daylight, 5 o'clock in the morning, trying to push it back into socket so he could have a duck hunt. I have a dad who dislocated on a boat in Mobile Bay, and I'm in the bay tied up to an oil rig trying to run the arm back into the socket.
Were you a child?
I was at that point with my dad. I was they were all in my 20s.
Okay,
both,
okay.
And then but both those guys, dad and my buddy, have multiple times dislocated a shoulder. That is,
I've
in pain, and it's so hard to try to relocate it for them because you're putting them in such pain. You're like, man, I don't want to do this.
Seriously, but they're asking for it. They want you to. Yeah, I've never dislocated a shoulder, nothing big. Maybe toes. That would be what I've dislocated. I'm convinced though that I have a shoulder tear. On the right side, because anytime I reach too far for something, it's just more pain than it's like that stop it pain. Stop. Quit reaching.
You're just getting old.
I'm convinced that's what's happening.
One day you get like nerve damage like me and pick something up and get shooting pains through your fingers. But my stuff all stays located.
Okay, that's good.
I have never had anything,
local.
Thank you, knock on wood, thank you, Jesus, and everything stays located. But over the years having to relocate dislocated limbs for people.
Yikes. Yeah.
All right, 6:20, coming right back.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. Franklin's Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 1065.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
After 44 years of serving fishermen and boaters, Negus Marine and Mobile is closing their doors. But before they do that, they're giving us a chance to buy the best boat accessories at huge discounts. From props to bow lights and everything in between, Negus Marine is liquidating its inventory. Hey, this is Sean Sullivan, and I took a walk through the showroom and warehouse at Negus, and I saw shelves full of things that you and I both want and need for our boats. Go see for yourself right now. Negus Marine, 3957 Demetropolis in Mobile, open 8 to 5:30. Give them a call, 666-5890.
Good morning, everybody. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department just working one accident. Westbound I-10 between Michigan Avenue and Dolphin Island Parkway. They have it off to the side of the road. As traffic looks great coming in from the Bayway, eastbound, westbound lanes of I-10, no delays. Eastern Shore clear. Welcome back to Market in the Park this Saturday and every Saturday in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 623 FM Talk 1065 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. I get you the latest in news, weather, and traffic. Hey, also, you can check out shows that have happened, shows of the past, in our podcast page on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Click the link for podcasts and get them there a la carte. Pick the show, pick the hour of the show, and check it out right there. Or, better yet, subscribe and get those shows delivered to your smartphone. Subscribe at iTunes. If you're an Android user like me, Stitcher is a great, great podcast app. And like someone who stitches, Stitcher, it's been very good for me. Plus, if you're on Spotify, our podcasts are there. And plus, tune in radio.
Yeah, you can get them in all those places. TuneIn, you probably are familiar with us from streaming on TuneIn. Now the podcast available there too, so get it all done in one place.
All right, it's your Swiss Army knife of FM Talk 1065 listening, and we appreciate it. 6:24, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. 50 weeks. WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for breaching his bail conditions. That news making news overnight. The 47-year-old was found guilty of breaching the Bail Act last month after his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy. You'll recall he took refuge in the London embassy back in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over sexual assault allegations, which he has since denied. So what's next for Assange, you ask? He now faces U.S. federal conspiracy charges related to one of the largest leaks of government secrets. In the time of disaster, it does not matter if you vote Republican or Democrat, you just want help. And it's that bipartisanship Senator Doug Jones is banking on to help pass a $13.6 billion disaster relief funding package. That assistance would help counties like Lee County, still recovering from those tornadoes, and damages to cotton crops in the Wiregrass caused by Hurricane Michael. On Tuesday, Senator Jones, along with four Republicans also backing the bill, said in a news conference, quote, "It's hard for folks to understand why we can't get something done. Sometimes this is just kind of typical of the dysfunction that we see up here all too often in Washington, D.C. 23 people were killed after tornadoes touched down March 3rd in Lee County. Heavy rains and wind from Hurricane Michael last October damaged crops. Senator Republican Richard Shelby, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, has backed a competing bill that also allocates aid for disasters in our state. Senator Shelby wants his colleagues to back that legislation since it has the support of President Trump, but that failed earlier this month. On the other side of the aisle, a Democrat-backed bill wants more aid, more assistance than President Trump has allotted for Puerto Rico. This gridlock's been going on for months as both sides have tried to pass a relief package since January. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Speaking of gridlock, too, it's going to be interesting as President Trump is talking about $2 trillion worth of infrastructure work, which is something he talked about on the campaign trail as well. And it's something that in the past, infrastructure and spending on infrastructure has been big in Democrat circles. Will they oppose it now because it is President Trump's idea?
We'll funny watch, how that works.
Yeah, we'll watch Washington and see how that works or doesn't work. 627, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way, but definitely more humid and warmer this morning. 70 as we get started. Talk about the work week weather and a look forward to the weekend. That's all coming up in just a little bit. And now we do have some breaking news this morning. Breaking news. I said we have some more. News. A woman has now broken the raw oyster eating contest record at Wenzel's Oyster House.
Yeah.
Happened yesterday. Kristen McElhaney ate 223 raw oysters in less than 1 hour, setting a new woman's record at Wenzel's, part of a fundraiser for the Distinguished Young Women's Program. She's a participant in the program back when it was called America's Junior Miss in 2002. But they had this fundraiser, and she set the record 223.
That's about 3.7 oysters a minute.
Could you do that?
I think I would start off hot. I don't know if I could keep it up over 60 minutes.
223. Impressive work.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The first commercial passenger flight from Brooklyn Field will take off this afternoon. Frontier Airlines is beginning regular flights from the downtown airport. Today's flight will be a Frontier flight from Brooklyn to Chicago. Frontier is also offering flights to Denver. Many, including Mayor Sandy Stimson, who will be on that inaugural flight today, would eventually like to see all commercial flights move from the airport in West Mobile to Brooklyn, which is right off the interstate and near downtown. A bill aimed at battling red tide is headed to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. The House voted 112 to 1 for the measure that would provide $3 million a year for the next 6 years to research red tide. Florida recently experienced one of its largest red tide blooms in recorded history. Funeral arrangements have been set for Kelsey Nobles. The 18-year-old Baker High School graduate died at Navy boot camp in Illinois last week. Visitation is Sunday from 2 to 6 at Radney Funeral Home. Funeral services are the following morning at 10 o'clock. Kelsey Nobles will be buried with full military honors at Forest Lawn Cemetery. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Attorney General William Barr makes his long-planned appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee today to defend his actions surrounding the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report. But there's a new issue this morning with news that Mueller expressed frustration to Barr in a letter saying Barr mischaracterized the report's conclusions. Storms roared through the Midwest yesterday from Minnesota and Wisconsin south to Louisiana and Mississippi, and tornadoes from northeastern Texas to southern Missouri. Meteorologist Chad Meyer still tracking those storms.
25 tornadoes. We had 6 more in the overnight hours. Wind and hail now still coming down in some of these storms.
Rescue crews had to evacuate people from buildings and cars after a flood barrier failed along the Mississippi River, sending floodwaters rushing into downtown Davenport, Iowa. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was sentenced by a London court this morning to 50 weeks in jail for skipping bail. Wall Street stock futures are soaring ahead of today's Fed decision on interest rates. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the White House will ask Congress for more border funds this year. He told a House Appropriations Subcommittee more money is needed for migrant processing facilities, border personnel, detention capacity, and upgrades to overtaxed IT systems. Cable provider Altice USA has acquired the streaming financial news network Cheddar for $200 million cash. Cheddar's management negotiated deals on a variety of platforms without affiliate fees when it launched in January 2016, and that allowed it to build its distribution to reach 40 million pay TV homes and free ad-supported services. The Federal Reserve Bank is expected to keep its benchmark interest rate where it is, but analysts are bracing for comments from Chairman Jerome Powell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 38 points. The S&P 500 added 2, but the rare revenue miss from Alphabet dragged the NASDAQ 66 points lower. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Fewer things are more important than buying a home or selling your home. I'm Dan Chavis with Roberts Brothers. Mobile, the eastern shore of the beach. Roberts Brothers is there. Roberts Brothers has been helping people with their real estate needs for over 73 years. And nobody in South Alabama sells more real estate than Roberts Brothers. Dan Chavis and Roberts Brothers, where doing the right thing is a way of life. I'm Dan Chavis, and I'm with Roberts Brothers. Call me, 591-2144. 591-2144.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I can tell something's changing. 70 this morning. Feels a little more humid out there as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's
going to be humid for the next few days with a southerly flow coming off the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to bring a lot of moisture and the form of higher humidity. Today, look for partly cloudy skies, another very warm day. We got to 86 yesterday. We could possibly reach that again this afternoon. Now, there's just a very slight chance that a shower could develop. It's a better chance that we'll see maybe one or two afternoon thunderstorms to the north of the city. So if you get up in the northern Mobile County and Washington County, there's a chance there that could see an afternoon shower. Tonight, I expect mostly cloudy skies with fog developing after midnight, tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow should be mostly sunny. Again, a very slight chance of an afternoon shower, better chance to the north of the city. And the high tomorrow, again, up in the mid-80s. Now, looking ahead to Friday, partly cloudy. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high in the mid-80s. But on Saturday, a cold front will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama, and we'll reach the coast later in the day. And so we've got a good chance for a few showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, especially through the afternoon hours and then into the evening. And that front will actually move just a little bit offshore and stall and gradually weaken. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. And the high on Sunday will be in the mid-80s, will be in the low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday of next week, in the 80s again, and we'll see a slight chance of a shower on Tuesday. So the weekend looks like the best day will be Sunday. Saturday, we'll have some scattered showers and thunderstorms.
Hey, Dr. Bill, with those showers and that front that you're talking about for Saturday, is that the same front that we're watching back like in Oklahoma and Texas now? Is that that same front?
Yeah, it's been sitting over that area for a couple of days, very slowly moving in our direction. As it moves down through Mississippi and Alabama, it's going to gradually weaken.
Okay.
So we're not going to see much of a change in temperature when it does arrive. But there will be some upper air support to give us a few showers and thunderstorms on Saturday.
Yeah, because I was watching some of the news accounts from out there in Oklahoma yesterday. They had some real rough weather with this.
Yeah, this time of the year, with a frontal system across the Great Plains, we're getting into severe thunderstorm and tornado weather out on the plains, so it doesn't take much to get things really going out there.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecasts exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Now let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. The few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways. Pretty good start so far as you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No delays in northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. All running smooth so far this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. We'll talk to our buddy Jeff Corr coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, plus turning up your voice on the text line and the phone line, 343-0106. And thank you for the notes on the text line and emails this morning as well. It is. It's our 10th birthday. So FM Talk 106.5 turning 10 today.
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, and we were acting 10.
That's right.
We're going to act 10 all day long.
All right. 10 candles. Well, we haven't blown them out yet, but no, we will.
We're going to keep them for the bulk of the year. Blow one out every once in a while. All right, 640, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's a hot button issue, and you'll have two opportunities to have your say. At issue is the proposed I-10 bridge over the Mobile River. The Alabama Department of Transportation has scheduled two public hearings on the environmental impact of the soon-to-be-coming bridge, with a focus on the supplemental draft environmental impact statement. That's a 244-page document for the project. LDOT says the hearings will give the public the opportunity to review that document, learn about the project development, and provide comments that will be incorporated into the final environmental impact statement. Topics to be discussed: dredging needed for construction of a new bayway, bicycle and pedestrian usage, and the project's impact on wetlands, aquatic vegetation, and essential fish habitat, and more. So here are the meeting details. Tuesday, May 7th in Spanish Fort at the Community Center from 4:30 to 8 p.m. And then Thursday, May 9th at the Mobile Civic Center from 4:30 to 8 p.m. here in Mobile. There's free parking. What you need to know is LDOT's presentation scheduled for 5:30 p.m. If you wish to comment during the forum, you need to register at the sign-in table. Each speaker gets 2 minutes. Verbal comments will be recorded and become part of the official public record. Representatives from LDOT will be there to answer your questions. If you want to take a closer look at that impact statement, go to mobileriverbridge.com. The topic of abortion, it's an emotional issue for those for and against. Those emotions proved to become too much to bear for one woman as she put green sidewalk paint on the glass in the gallery overlooking the floor of the Alabama House of Representatives during a debate over a bill to make abortion a felony. 48-year-old Anne Suzanne DiPrizio of Estivia Hills was charged with disorderly conduct. She was arrested after yelling loudly in the gallery, saying the word, quote, dumb, repeatedly, and throwing paint on security officers. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail. So after that two-hour debate, the House did pass the abortion ban by a vote of 74-3. The bill now moves to the Senate. It would make it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion. Exceptions would be allowed to protect the life or health of the mother, but not for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. The woman receiving an abortion would not be criminally or civilly liable. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, heard some of the hubbub and saw the aftermath yesterday. I was in the State House doing Midday Mobile, but those protests were going on. One thing to add here on this, and the protesters were vehement, and there were people there that were challenging. Also, their supporters of the abortion ban all wanted to be on record so they could, you know, campaign on it later. But this is a bill that is similar to a bill in, I think, 5 or 6 other states. It's a bill that's being, they're trying to pass, that they know will be challenged. Mm-hmm. It's a vehicle to challenge Roe versus Wade. So they're not passing it, not thinking they're going to get sued. But the point is to get sued and to take it to Supreme Court.
And this was kind of the plan with Supreme Court now being held in conservative hands, right?
That's right. Because they're wanting to. Supreme Court can't just make a decision. They have to have a case to look at.
Right.
And so states like Alabama and others are trying to put laws on the books that will be challenged and therefore go in front of the Supreme Court.
But if there were more liberals or liberal-leaning judges, then this would not be happening.
Well said. Also coming up this weekend in the as sports, you know, I mean, I think it's a sport. Is horse racing a sport?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
If you're a horse that's racing, it's for sure a sport.
All right. Or so, this weekend it's... It's somebody playing a trumpet. Oh, yeah, it's also the Kentucky Derby. 5 things to know about this year's race. Here you go. The purse for the Derby was raised to $3 million this year. It's up from $2 million, which had been the overall prize since back in 2005. Back in 2004 and earlier, it was $1 million. This year, $3 million.
Business must be good.
Yes. Winner receives $1.86 million. Runner-up gets $600,000. Third place gets $300,000. Fourth place, $150,000. Fifth place, $90,000. Winning jockey usually gets 10% of the take.
And then, after you win the Derby, or if you're really good,
yes.
Of course, I mean, then
then
the owner,
you get your reward.
Yeah, then you make your money after that when you put him out to pasture.
Yeah, the owner gets the money and the horse he gets as well. favorites, Kentucky Derby post positions announced yesterday. Mm-hmm. Omaha Beach has the best odds, 4-1. Game winner close behind at 5-1, followed by Improbable, great name, and Roadster, both at 6-1. Jockeys, Mike Smith is riding Omaha Beach, and if he wins, it'll be his second straight Kentucky Derby. He won last year on Justify. Mm-hmm. They actually won the Triple Crown, also taking the Preakness at the Belmont. It was the 13th Triple Crown in history and only the second in 40 years. The atmosphere, get this, the Derby attracts up to 160,000 fans to Churchill Downs, which is a far cry from the 10,000 spectators in attendance at the first race back in 1875, the first running of the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby has been held on the same venue since that year, making it the nation's longest continuously held sports event. It draws about, this is impressive, 19 million television viewers.
Yeah. For about, what, a minute and a half?
Yeah. But there's all the lead-in. And the betting, here we go, the betting around this.
Yes.
Last year, $225.7 million was wagered on horses around the country, which was up 8% from the year before. You can go to KentuckyDerby.com. They have a study guide there for people that may want to wager, just for entertainment purposes only.
Just for fun, that's all. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had an uncle that was arrested outside of the Kentucky Derby. I could tell that story at some point if you want. Also, a close family friend that still works there at Churchill Downs, so that's pretty cool. My favorite horse's name this year, Cutting Humor. That's pretty good. But I'll tell you my pick later in the week.
Okay,
a couple horses I really like.
Is it Improbable?
My pick might be Improbable, but not the horse Improbable.
Okay, 646 coming right back.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VoIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply, taxes and fees not included.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you're telling us, the clients, to be watering infrequently but watering deeply right now.
Yeah, you really want the lawn or your plants to go after the water you're putting out. So if you're watering every day, water stays up around where that root zone is. It never has to reach out and go after it. So you're building healthier roots by watering infrequently and watering deeply.
But then again, that watering regimen may change at my house or your house or somebody else's throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so watering frequency, how long, how often, how many days. I mean, that's going to change as you move throughout the year, more, sometimes less. And it's really going to change from landscape to landscape. There's different watering requirements for each landscape. So that's really why we built a program for our irrigation tech to come out different times throughout the year to set your irrigation up, customized for your landscape.
All right, I want to do that. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can reach us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man already charged with a Baldwin County murder could face additional charges. 32-year-old Kendrick Patrick is being held at the Baldwin County Jail on no bond. Deputies say Patrick shot and killed Skylar Williams over drugs Monday night at a home on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort. Deputies say Patrick dumped Williams' body in Majors Creek near Stockton. More charges could be filed against Patrick because they say Williams wasn't his only target.
The other person wasn't actually shot, but they were shot at.
We expect to get more information this morning about a stabbing and shooting in Gulf Breeze. Sheriff Bob Johnson says deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call on Blair Circle Tuesday afternoon. Two men and a woman were rushed to the hospital where all three underwent surgery. A man charged with vehicular homicide will be in court. Prosecutors will lay out evidence against 32-year-old Michael Evans. He was arrested in March for a deadly crash that happened more than a year earlier. Police say Evans was driving on Moffett Road when he ran a red light and hit 72-year-old Michael Breland's car. Breland was killed in the crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Another state that touches Alabama looks to legalize sports gambling. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia hits a major milestone. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 123-102, tying their second-round series at one win apiece. Milwaukee MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points and 10 rebounds in the win.
With a little shoulder shake right there, Marv. He knows the scouting report on him to let him shoot the three. He's 2-for-4.
That third quarter three-pointer put the Bucks up 89-73. Milwaukee made a franchise playoff high 23 pointers and led by as many as 31 points in the second half. Game three set for Friday night in Boston. In the late game, the Golden State Warriors defeated Houston 115-109 after leading the entire game.
6-point win in game two, 4-point win in game one, and the Golden State Warriors go up 2 games to 9.
Kevin Durant led the Warriors with 29 points, and Golden State now has a 2-0 lead as the series heads to Houston. A couple injuries to both teams' star players last night. Houston's James Harden got hit in both of his eyes early, but was able to return and finished with 29 points and 7 rebounds. And the Warriors' Steph Curry dislocated his left middle finger in the first quarter, but his x-rays were negative for a fracture, and he returned with his fingers taped.
Oh, it hurts, but it'll be all right. Didn't break anything, so that's... unfortunate.
Game three of that series set for Saturday in Houston. Tonight, only one game on the NBA schedule, with Denver hosting Portland in the second game of their series. In the NHL playoffs, Sergei Bobrovsky made 36 saves, and the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Bobrovsky was named the first star of the game. Game four set for tomorrow night in Columbus. In the late game, San Jose beat Colorado 4-2 in Colorado to take a 2-1 series lead. Logan Couture scored 3 goals, including the game winner with 7 minutes to play. That was his first career playoff hat trick. Game four set for tomorrow in Denver. Lots of talk about the lottery in Montgomery this legislative session. Meanwhile, Tennessee is in line to be the next state to pass a bill that will legalize sports gambling. It's an online-only sports gambling bill, so it'll still be illegal for actual brick-and-mortar sports books to be built. The House voted 58-37 in favor of the bill last week, and the Senate passed it along yesterday by a count of 19-12. That moves the bill to the desk of Governor Bill Lee, who will reportedly allow it to pass without his signature. Tax is expected to bring in $50 million per year for Tennessee. 7 states have now joined Nevada in legalizing sports betting over the last year. Tennessee now joins Indiana, Iowa, and Montana as states next in line for legalization. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Okay, I mean, so they're going to legalize online sports betting in Tennessee, but no brick and mortar. That's like, so the Camaro is legal, but the Cobalt is not. In the Chevy, right? I mean, it's like, why... If you're going to legalize the online thing, which is probably the more dynamic, exciting, possibly easier to access gamble on thing, then why don't you also legalize the slower version?
Good point,
that?
Because then basically any bar on Broadway, any Buffalo Wild Wings, any Hooters, any restaurant around becomes a sports book.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're...
Even your house is a sports book now.
If I'm sitting in church and I'm gambling on my phone, does the church become a sports book? That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you can take the phone anywhere and do the sports gambling inside Tennessee, what do you care what brick-and-mortar places have it? Because as soon as you go in there with your phone, you're gambling in that place.
That's a good question. I need to look into why specifically they did that. I would imagine that in a still conservative-leaning state, not as conservative as Alabama, that's probably one of those... things that they just did to get more people to vote for it that are probably anti-sportsbook. Well, at least there won't be casinos popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and people will be sitting in there at children's birthday parties making bets on sports events. All right, 6:53, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, fog is a player over part of the Bayway, especially traveling downtown, so be careful there. But the good news is no new wrecks in the roadways. A couple that we've had, including westbound I-10 near Michigan Avenue, moved out of the roadway. Steady ride so far from the 1065 split. Heading northbound for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Accident-free on the way in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at Jubilee Roofing. Com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop, too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
656 FM Talk 106.5 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Robert Bentley, you may know him as the former governor of the state of Alabama. Maybe you know him as a licensed dermatologist in Tuscaloosa. But what about as a senator? Bentley has not ruled out running in the Alabama 2020 Senate race, telling an AM radio station in Huntsville, quote, "You know, I never close doors completely. If the opportunity arises and things work the way they should, then we may consider it." The former governor resigned as part of a plea deal related to campaign finance and ethics violations. As part of that plea deal, Bentley is prohibited from running for office, though questions remain over whether that's even enforceable once he's met the other terms of his agreement. If the 76-year-old does run, he would be vying to unseat Senator Doug Jones, the Democratic incumbent. So, do you have an accent? There's a new ranking out that says that some think that that accent of yours is super attractive. Big 7 Travel polled readers across the globe to determine which accents were the most attractive. The rankings put New Zealand, that New Zealand accent, at number 1, followed by a South African accent at number 2, and Irish at number 3. A U.S. Southern accent landed at number 9, and here's the reason, according to the travel site. They say, quote, "Who can resist a slow Texan drawl? Not us, and not our community, clearly." You'll also find this accent in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Kentucky. Landing at the bottom of the list were Croatian, Romania, Thai, Pakistani, German, and Welsh. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A Texan accent, which is very different than an Alabama Southern accent, which within Alabama, I would argue we have 4 or 5 different accents within Alabama. Heck, I heard them yesterday at the State House in Montgomery. Many different accents out there within our state alone. By the way, that Robert Bentley clip, of course, that came from our buddy Jeff Poor, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock as he had former governor of the state on. Remember, I told you he's been considering running for Senate in 2020. It's one of the other names in the mix. Plus, Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Byrne declared candidates. Mm-hmm. And what about Roy Moore? Brings up so many questions. We'll talk about them.
All kinds of accents with all those people you just mentioned.
Yeah, Bentley's the most unique, don't you think? All right, coming right back.